And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kathy Taylor, here to talk about the first annual Sweet Dough Pie Festival that will take place in Grand Coteau, Louisiana, this coming weekend, this coming Saturday. You know, Kathy, I think people hearing that must be thinking, you mean there's no Sweet Dough Pie Festival around here already? It just seems like it's such a nostalgic treat for all of us. You know, we've all had sweet dough pies, and we remember grandparents or someone in our family making them. And so what a great idea.
Right. And that's what we were hoping to share with people, that everyone would come out and participate in this festival. It's our first one, so it's only going to be the one day on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. But we know we'll have a lot of fun. We have over 20 contestants in the contest. This is a contest for the sweet dough pies. And the judging will start about 11 in the morning. And we hope the judges will have enough time to finish up around noon. And so maybe around lunchtime or so, the pies will be ready for sale and to eat. And we'll also have other food out there. And we have craft vendors. We mm-hmm. even have a demonstration of blacksmithing that will be taking place. And we've got music worked into the program. Together with that, some of our pie contestants will share their stories of the history of their own journey into making sweet dough pies.
Well, and I've talked with a couple of people who will be involved with it, and I guess it's like gumbo or some other kind of food in South Louisiana. We think the way we had it as a child is the only way that, you know, I think sweet dough pie, I have a very particular image in my head, and other people do too, but they're not all the same.
Right. And I'm learning as I go, because I'm from this area, but sweet dough pie actually wasn't in my family. So I'm anxious. I've had sweet dough pie, and I'm anxious to taste all the different kinds there are.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how is the festival going to be set up? Where will it be in Grand Coteau?
On the grounds of the church. The church is, most people are familiar with the main street of Grand Coteau, which is where St. Charles College is and the Jesuit Spirituality Center. Well, the church is just behind that at the traffic light. You turn off of the main road, and on the right, the grounds of the church will be right there just behind the college.
And what's the name of that road? Is that Church Street?
It's Church Street, yes.
So you turn on Church Street, no matter which direction you're coming from. There's just really one stoplight. There's a caution light somewhere else, but that's the stoplight. And you turn onto Church Street, and I'm sure they'll see all the booths set up there on the grounds. So you have 20 contestants so far, but people can still sign up to be a contestant, to make sweet dough pies?
That's right, mm-hmm. right. We're taking them as they come. So we've got a website, and we've got information on that website of who to contact, and also you can print the forms out in order to enter. It is a $25 fee to enter the contest, and there's two categories. One is domestic baker, and the other is professional.
Okay, so you're allowing for those people who make those for a living.
Right. And so they will compete against each other, and the domestic bakers will compete against each other.
Oh, and so there's no, there are no separate categories for flavors, or you can
use whatever
flavors.
We're just encouraging people to put whatever they like, whether it's custard or a fig or any kind of fruit.
I think some people use sweet potato.
Exactly.
All kinds of different sweet dough pies. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the first ever annual Sweet Dough Pie Festival that will take place in Grand Coteau this weekend on the grounds of St. Charles Borromeo Church. That's on Church Street in Grand Coteau. So now it looks like there are going to be, in addition to some of the events you talked about, there are going to be tours of the church as well. It's a very historic church.
Yes. it is. And we're trying to promote an awareness of our unique culture and history out there and the spiritual foundation of Grand Coteau. So there will be tours of the church at, I think, two different times during the day. We'll have a little bulletin when you get there of what time different events will take place. There's even going to be a tour of the cemetery. Many people are familiar with the history of the cemetery, and it will be very interesting to find out more about it.
There's some very old grave sites there in that cemetery.
Yes, yeah. There are.
So a lot of growing interest in the history of Grand Coteau. I know we've spoken with Patrice Melnick at Casa Azul, who has been doing a series of oral histories of Grand Coteau, and they're actually filming those and storing those in the archives here at the university. So a lot of renewed interest in those histories.
Yes, and we're hoping this festival will grow, and we will make changes as we go. Of course, it'll be a learning experience for us. And next year, we hope to have even more different kinds of tours or other events involved. But for the first time, we're kind of trying to start a little bit small just add some flavor with our sweet dough pies.
So people can sign up again for the sweet dough pie competition, either the professional or the amateur, domestic, as you say.
Yes.
You mentioned a website. What is that website that people can go to?
It's sweetdoughgc.com. So www.sweetdoughgc, the GC, of course, is for Grand Coteau, .com.
And at that website, people can see a list of the schedule of what's going to be happening that day. And
I don't think the schedule is posted at this time, but there are forms to get involved. We're all actually still looking for sponsors. And so there's forms for becoming a sponsor. There's forms if you want to have a booth at our festival. And there are forms for the contestants.
Okay, and you're going to have an arts and crafts component as well. Can people still apply to have?
Yes, we are still taking applications. It might be a little short notice for some people, but yes, we are. And all the information is on the website.
All right. Do you have a favorite sweet dough pie? I mean, you didn't grow up with it, but since you've started thinking about this festival,
yes,
have you been tasting them?
I like lemon, and I have tasted some blackberry that was very good.
I think giving people some ideas about that. So maybe look up your grandmother's sweet dough pie recipe and enter the competition.
That's right.
Yeah, some, they're always written somewhere. I think my grandmother has one tucked away in a cookbook. So nice to look up those old recipes and bring back some of those traditions as well.
Yes.
Again, my guest, Kathy Taylor, who is with the Sweet Dough Pie Festival, their first annual Sweet Dough Pie Festival in Grand Coteau. They are trying to get people interested in the history of Grand Coteau and all surround. It's a good thing to, I guess, draw people into a topic like that by luring them with something sweet.
That's for sure.
So lots of different pies that will be there, professional and domestic. There will be a competition, and those will be available for purchase.
Yes, they will. And we will have other food, by the way, and coffee and soft drinks. Tables and chairs and things like that. But you're welcome to bring your own chairs, of course.
Now, what other kinds of food will you have at the festival?
Well, we have several restaurants that have donated food and several different stores who've given us gift certificates. So I'm not clear about all of the specifics, but there will be signs telling you how much it costs and what it is.
All right. And many people in our listening area have been to Grand Coteau, but I think there are many who have not yet, and it would be a real treat to go there for this festival if you've not been and see the beauty of that town. It's a very sweet, peaceful place, and the grounds of the church and the grounds of the Jesuit College, which are right close by, are really worth seeing. So good opportunity to go there. That is the Sweet Dough Pie Festival in Grand Coteau this Saturday, November 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kathy Taylor is here telling us about it and asking people to still sign up to be in the competition. That's still open. And that website, again, is sweetdoughgc.com. And there are forms where you can sign up to make sweet dough pies. So are you going to be competing? Or I guess maybe being on the organizing board, you probably can't.
No, I'm not competing, but I'm anxious just to buy some and try them.
Well, we'll all look forward to that, and we look forward to be inspired by it and maybe create a whole new wave of sweet dough pie making in this area, bring that tradition back.
Yes.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to being at the festival this Saturday.
Thank you, Judith.